Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, April 4th, 2014, and this is Alan Ward reporting. I am a member of Denver Council 9, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. This past Tuesday, we talked about the sad circumstances surrounding the transition some of our most junior flying partners were forced to make due to management's decision to pursue an unnecessary involuntary furlough. As we temporarily wish our flying partners well on this next phase of their careers, we remain steadfast in our commitment to challenge United Management's need to involuntary furlough. Our challenge, through our grievance process and through all other appropriate and legal means available to us, has not changed. We continue to move forward as quickly as possible to right this wrong. While we may not report on this issue every time we communicate, it does not mean that we are not continuing to take action and move forward. We are not going to argue our case with management in the court of public opinion. Similarly, we are not going to publicly disclose our strategy or show our cards. Our union remains committed to this challenge and is working hard behind the scenes, but we will not jeopardize our success by providing a full disclosure of our strategy in a public communication. Have confidence in our path forward together. For our members who are subject to involuntary furlough on April 1st, our contract, Section 21HI, provides that flight attendants who are laid off at no fault or action of hers or her own shall receive furlough pay. The amount of furlough pay due is based on the length of active service with the company and shall be computed on the basis of the flight attendant's minimum monthly guarantee rate at time of layoff. We are awaiting a response from management to confirm when flight attendants will receive their first furlough paycheck. We should have that information next week. This week, some of our flying partners from New York, London, Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, Frankfurt, Washington, D.C., Boston, and Houston successfully completed 2 days of communications training. The United MEC Communications Committee reviewed effective communication and discussed strategy for improvement. Education was provided on creating effective newsletter management and design. We congratulate our colleagues who stepped forward to do this important work on behalf of all of us, and we thank them for renewing their commitment as advocates for all members. Pilots at Lufthansa Airlines will conclude a 3-day strike action at midnight Friday. The pilots, represented by Verignung Cockpit, are contesting Lufthansa management's pursuit of €1.5 billion cost cuts while generating a net profit of €313 million last year. The pilots have been in negotiations for over 2 years and maintain that management has failed to make a negotiable offer during that time. The pilots are also protesting retirement age changes and rules for entry-level pilots paying into a transitional retirement fund. The strike has resulted in millions in losses over the past few days and has gotten the attention of the management, who are now eager to return to negotiations. The airline CEO was appealing for restrictions on right to strike, claiming there should be a requirement to maintain a minimum level of the most critical transport infrastructure. Such restrictions, of course, would mitigate the pilots' effectiveness on using their legal right to strike. Lufthansa has only been able to offer about 10% of its standard daily schedule as a result of the strike. The effectiveness of this type of legal strike illustrates the power behind a union's ability to leverage the combined efforts of a membership in solidarity. Back in the U.S., things aren't quite as rosy as you'd expect at Southwest Airlines either. Negotiations between Southwest Management and the Transport Workers Union, TWU, representing multiple work groups at the airline, have been deadlocked since 2011. That's an unusual dynamic for the airline that has a reputation for generally happy workers and a management who has demonstrated a history of working with the unions instead of against them, as our management often has with the United Flight Attendants. At the core of their disconnect is management's desire to negotiate for part-time workers, which the unions contend would negatively impact their careers. Transitioning to any part-time scenario impacts benefits, spousal benefits, retirement, and dozens of other issues that are the core of determining the difference between a profession or a career and just a job. Traditionally, Southwest employees have been among the happiest in the industry. That can be deliberately attributed to the former CEO's Herb Kelleher approach that employees come first in his business model. Kelleher believed, and the successful history of Southwest clearly illustrates, that motivated employees create happy customers, which in turn please shareholders. It really is just that simple. Unlike United Airlines, which evolved into a career jobs profession, Southwest was built on this principle. Full-time career jobs provide security for families, pay for college tuition and mortgages, and instill vested interest in the company's success. Invested employees put on smiling faces and provide passengers with positive, recommendation-worthy travel experiences. Greed has its price, and that price in our industry has always come at the expense of the hard workers who are the backbone of the company's success. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.